Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Ed Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today's show, we're talking about how bad news can be good news. And in fact, right now, there is a lot of chit-chat from the Reserve Bank and the media about how the Central Bank of New Zealand is predicting a recession in 2023, about an economic contraction of about 1%. And I tell you what, I've been sitting around looking at these news headlines, smiling to myself. I've been grinning ear to ear, not because I think a recession is particularly good for anyone, but because the worse the economic news right now, and the more pessimistic that New Zealanders feel, that is better for property investors. And you might be thinking, well, why is it that that might be good, Andrew? So why is bad news, at least today, why is bad news really good news?
Okay, so the number one thing that's causing interest rates to go up at the moment is inflation. And at the moment, we've got prices going up by 7.2%. And remember, the target for inflation by the Reserve Bank is between 1% and 3%. So they're way outside of the target, and they need to get inflation under control. So the more bad news about the economy, the better. Why is that? Because the bad headlines mean that businesses like us stop hiring people, and businesses start being more concerned about their future prospect, and they stop spending money. And that will contain inflation to a certain extent. And this means that interest rates won't have to go up as much, which means better cash flow for us property investors and lower interest rates.
Well, to be fair, it's better for everybody if we get inflation under control, but there is a positive impact for us property investors and for the economy in general. The Reserve Bank governor always says inflation is nobody's friend. Now, what are some examples of negative news headlines that might actually be good? How could we re-look at these negative headlines or the negative data and say, actually, I can see how that might be good for us? So at the moment, business confidence is declining and very, very low. So every month, ANZ Bank does their business outlook survey, and it shows currently that many businesses are not confident about their future. About a net 60% of businesses say the outlook is not very good. And in fact, that is flowing through into many fewer people saying that they're going to employ people. In fact, in that same survey, I saw that for the first time in about 2 to 3 years, more businesses are saying they're not looking to hire than businesses who are saying they are looking for people. Over the last couple of years, everybody's been trying to hire, can't get enough good staff. Actually, for the first time in a while, and this survey was taken before the Reserve Bank came out with a pessimistic look, now we've got more businesses saying, actually, we're not going to be hiring next year. We're not going to do that. Now, why would bad business confidence and negative employment intentions, people saying we're not going to hire people, why would that be good? Remember, the main issue that is causing prices to go up, and Andrew's going to talk about this in a moment, is it's hard to get good staff, hard to find people. Well, if fewer people are hiring, that is going to mean there is less pressure in the labour market compared to what would otherwise be the case. That means that there's going to be less pressure for wages to go up, and that is going to mean that, well, businesses won't have to increase prices as much because wages aren't going up as much. That means that if wages aren't going up as much, people aren't going to be out there spending as much. Well, that's all good. That's going to bring inflation back down. Prices won't go up as much. What about another headline, Andrew? What's some other data you've been looking at that might initially sound negative, but actually, given that where we are in the economic cycle, we actually need it to be negative?
So the next thing is residential construction expectations. So a net 90% of people in the residential construction sector expect things to get worse. So what that means, for every one person who thinks it's going to get better, there are about 19 people saying it's going to get worse. So this is the worst it has ever been. Now, why is that so good? Well, that's more capacity for builders, so less ability for prices to rise, less demand for building materials because, you know, less people producing things. And that reduction in demand means that there's less of an ability for the likes of Bunnings and Mitre 10 to actually increase their prices of their products.
So let me get this straight. So if builders aren't so busy out there on development sites, because if developers are very pessimistic, they're not going to build as many new build properties. So builders won't have to be tied up with developers. Maybe they're going to be able to go and work on renovations, work on other people's houses. You know, I've heard a lot of people tell me, Ed, I can't get a builder at the moment. They're too busy. Well, if people aren't building as many houses, more capacity for those builders. They're not going to be able to ramp up their prices, are they? And similarly, they're not going to be buying as many materials to go build these new builds, so less pricing pressure there. That's very good news for inflation.
Another one, higher unemployment. So the Reserve Bank forecasts that unemployment's going to go from 3.3% to 5.7%. Again, sounds like a bad news story, but why is it good? Well, at the moment, over 40% of businesses right now say that the main thing holding them back from growing is labour, actually being able to find staff. And that's the highest it's been since the records began in 1970.
So the last 50 years.
Yeah, so pretty good data set there. Ed would be happy with that. So the higher the unemployment means that there are more people looking for jobs. And this is going to allow the good businesses, the ones that can prosper, to hire more staff and to grow. It's going to create more supply. And this means that there's less ability and need to increase the prices.
Well, let me get into that as well. So one of the main reasons that we are seeing inflation, and I remember playing you some clips in a couple of podcasts ago of the Reserve Bank governor saying this, we need to get demand and supply back in kilter with one another. So we've got this big demand, but businesses can't build stuff because we don't have enough staff. Well, if we have higher unemployment, more people are out there looking for jobs, and we have less of the bad businesses that aren't making much money anyway, and we've got more good businesses that can, you know, make a bob or two, that is going to mean that those good businesses can hire those staff, they can grow and thus produce the supply that the economy needs. We can grow it, and that's going to mean, hey, demand doesn't have to come back as much. That's going to be good. We're going to be able to get inflation under control again. And that's what's going to allow interest rates to come down faster than if the bad news wasn't there. Now, you might say, well, Ed, that sounds bloody terrible. You're telling me that we've got to have some unemployment, we've got to have more people out of work, and that's a good thing. You know, what sort of heartless person are you? Well, I do think you need to remember, while bad news will hurt some people, it does not hurt everybody. And I'll give you an example. At the moment, the Reserve Bank is forecasting about a 1% recession. And this is effectively a 1% pay cut for the nation. And you might look at that and say, well, if I took a 1% pay cut, would that really affect me that much? Well, I might have to cut back on, you know, a coffee or two. I might have to stop drinking 5 coffees a day and only drink 3.5. But, you know, would a 1% pay cut impact me? Oh, it probably wouldn't be too bad. But what you've also got to remember is that 1% pay cut for the nation isn't across everybody. It's concentrated among a few people. Now, look, I personally don't agree with the Reserve Bank's forecast that we're going to hit 5.7% unemployment. But even if they are right, I want to put this into perspective for you. There are currently about 3 million people in New Zealand in the labour force. So that's people who either have jobs or people who want jobs and are out looking for them. Now, given that New Zealand has 5 million people, you might think, is there surely 2 million people out there who aren't working and don't want to work? And the answer is yes, because they're either at school or they're retired or they're under the age of 15 and so, you know, are at school or babies, or they're stay-at-home parents who aren't out there looking for jobs, or they're on the long-term sickness benefit and again, aren't out there looking for jobs. There is about 2 million of those people in New Zealand. So those people don't count in my unemployment calculations or in Statistics New Zealand's unemployment calculations. So if we go from 3.3% unemployment to 5.7% unemployment, how many people will that impact? About 70,000 New Zealanders, which is roughly the size of New Plymouth. So 70,000 more people unemployed out there looking for work compared to what we have right now. So if you think about everybody in New Plymouth or that equivalent number of people, if they all lost their jobs, yep, that would be pretty bad, especially for all of those people who have lost their jobs.
Especially if they're all in New Plymouth.
But everyone else in the country could continue on their merry way and still be employed. And my point, let me be very clear, isn't that what these bad news stories, a potential recession, it's not that it won't cause economic pain, but that pain will be concentrated among a small part of that population. And yes, that has some flow-on effects. You know, if everybody in New Plymouth or the equivalent number of people all lost their jobs, that would mean that people in cities near New Plymouth, maybe there wouldn't be as many people out there spending money, or yes, there wouldn't be as many people from New Plymouth traveling around. But you get my point. When you see unemployment move from 3.3% to 5.7%, that is going to affect, say, 70,000 people. But overall, that's 1.4% of the overall New Zealand population. So I just want to put this into perspective. Actually, these bad news stories are good for the majority of us because we need to get inflation down. And if that happens, that has a positive flow on for property investors because that means interest rates can come down more quickly. And mortgage interest, by and large, is our largest expense.
And so the key message is you've just got to keep a level head because there are going to be these scary headlines, particularly over the Christmas break, because that'll be what gets people clicking. But sometimes bad news is good news when you look at the overarching picture and remember it doesn't affect everyone.
Yeah, and I must admit, I have been looking at these headlines, Andrew, recently and been thinking, you know what? This is where I can start to see the bottom of the market coming because these news headlines are going to start to tame inflation. People aren't going to be out there spending on spas and cars and all this sort of stuff. People, oh gosh, I better think twice before I go and spend that money actually. No, that's not going to be good. We're going to start to see people pull back. We're going to see inflation contained, even though inflation expectations are still a bit high. I expect to see that change over the next couple of surveys. That's where interest rates can start to peak and start to come down. And we're going to do another episode in a couple of days' time talking about what would it take for the market to turn around. But I tell you what, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you're reading the tea leaves the same way as I am and want to invest over the next 12 months, might be the right time to come in for a portfolio planning session. Easy way to sign up for this. Whip out your phone, send us a text. Text the word plan to 5522. We'll give you a buzz, see if it's the right fit. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Edward Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most in the New Zealand property market. Until next time.